live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Major League Baseball Players Association's pissed off that nobody signed Yu Darvish or Jake Arrieta or JD Martinez. It's interesting because I think a lot of teams are waiting for next year's free agent class. And part of it is, I'm not sure that I would commit a ton of years and dollars to any one of those.
These players realize maybe their value isn't as high as they thought it was. And Major League Baseball players, every year they make more and more money. Maybe this is the year where they have to take a little bit less money.
Billy says, more recruiting and less MLB. Talk the top stories, guys. Billy, I got to be honest. One thing that this show has consistently avoided was talking about high school players and where they're going to go play college football because it doesn't matter.
Sorry.
You got the wrong show for that.
Yeah, I have zero interest in talking about it.
None.
And I love college
football. I love college football, too. Yeah. I just don't care about recruiting.
Yeah, it's meaningless. And it's even more meaningless now that you've got an early signing period. Tomorrow doesn't mean bleep.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero in the snow part. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on Podcast Arena. And if you're on SportsMap 94.1, you did miss those first 2 hours. We welcome you in. So basically, mostly death talk. I think it's pretty much the show today.
There's been a lot of that.
Yeah. But I'm going to survive the show, I think. I made it 2 hours.
I think so, too.
I think I'm going to make it to the end today. I feel it. But I would not have given you very good odds on me at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I've rallied. So, a couple of things. This story Jermaine wrote for SportsMap. He had the five things the Texans should do. He had a couple on there that I hadn't thought of. Well, we've said they have to boost the offensive line. So he says sign guard Andrew Norwell, and he's probably one of the best guys on the market. But he also mentioned sign Jarvis Landry, which I find interesting. Go out and get another receiver.
I don't think so. You got too many problems. I'm not gonna lie. There's too many other issues. And would Jarvis Landry help? Sure. But if you can't keep your quarterback upright, it doesn't matter how many receivers you have out there.
He also says invest in a quality backup quarterback.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do that, but I mean, obviously you've got a number one guy in DeAndre Hopkins. What you saw, and I'm still not sold on Will Fuller, but Will Fuller had a couple games with Deshaun Watson at quarterback where he looked like he could be pretty useful. Now, of course, after Deshaun Watson was gone, Will Fuller looked like a ghost.
Well, but I think part of it is because Will Fuller can't get open. But when Watson was creating more time, that gave Fuller more time to get open, and he was able to make some plays. So, I mean, a lot of those big plays were on scrambles and Watson keeping the play alive. And I think that makes him a better player. That's one thing that he was doing so well. He's making the offensive line look better because he was escaping the rush. He was making Will Fuller look better. But if Will Fuller were your third receiver and maybe playing slot, I'd like that. I think he'd be better. I mean, when I look at what they're going to have cap wise, could they do that in addition to beefing up the offensive line and the defensive backfield? Absolutely. But I mean, I don't know what the price for Jarvis Landry is going to be.
I don't either.
I don't know what he's going to go for. So. He also says they should trade a star. Kind of made fun of my Jadeveon Clowney trade story, but says perhaps it's time to see what they can get for J.J. Watt. I don't ever see the Texans trading J.J. Watt.
They won't. And honestly, right now, you can't get the value for him.
You'll get no value for him. And plus, I think...
Do you remember when we did the discussion of who would you trade J.J. Watt for?
Yeah.
And like there was, we gave serious discussion about whether or not you would trade J.J. Watt for Aaron Rodgers, because you were like, oh, how much longer does Aaron Rodgers really have?
I would do it in a heartbeat. I mean, even then, but.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, would today, and now, I mean, you've got yourself a quarterback, but there are probably 50 guys in the NFL, non-quarterbacks, who I would rather have than J.J. Watt right now. At least on field. I mean, off field, the guy just won the Man of the Year award. He did great things for the city, which is going to make it tougher and tougher for the Texans to move away.
The guy
sells
a lot of jerseys, too.
And no doubt.
He's one of the reasons why people keep filling that stadium, even when the team sucks. So, yeah, I think that's one that, I don't ever see it happening for more off the field reasons than on the field. And plus, I just don't know what you'd get for him anymore. How is recruiting meaningless? Recruiting is the most important aspect of college football.
No,
it really isn't. It's important to you. It's not important to us. So that's why. I don't care. What I care about is when they get on the field. I've never cared about recruiting.
I don't either.
It's not something I've ever followed. And, I couldn't tell you who the top prospect is. And it's because I don't care. Next year, I'll care about them when they're playing for their college.
You're right.
But
yeah, that's when I care.
Because it doesn't matter how many stars they have. I mean, they may turn out to be garbage. We've seen it all the time. Wasn't Kyle Allen supposed to be like the best quarterback?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
It didn't.
Yeah.
If recruiting is the most important part of college football, why did the 2014 recruiting rankings, why did they have Florida State at number 4? And Florida State could even get bowl eligible. I mean,
Well, they did.
Yeah, but
barely.
I mean, sarcastically.
Yeah.
Texas A&M, 6th. Tennessee, 7th. Florida, 10th. Ole Miss, 14th. It's not the most important part of college football.
No. Look, if you're into it, great. Go get on a message board.
Here's a good one, Fred. Baylor, 27th.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that worked out. How many wins did they get this year?
I think they won a game.
But no rapes.
No, so zero rapes, yep. That's the first year they've had more wins than rapes in the last several. Mm. So that was that's a good start for them.
So, yeah. I'm
sure recruiting's important, but to me, it's booger eater talk. It's bad talk. For radio.
Yeah, and I mean, it's good message board stuff, so go get a message board. There you go. That'll be all the recruiting you ever want to hear. It just, and I'm sure there's people that are into it, but it's one of those things, it's like your fantasy team. I mean, if you're an Aggie, you care about who the Aggies are recruiting. So if we start talking about, oh, well, Auburn got this guy, an Aggie fan doesn't care about that.
Yeah.
And a Texas fan doesn't care about that. It's just really masturbatory. People care about their schools. And, it's like talking about high school football. People care about their school. It's pointless because you're going to turn off half your audience.
Yep.
No, more than half. Like 90%. So, 713-780-ESPN. One of the reasons I like your show is you hate recruiting in college football and talk about college basketball before March Madness. Well, it's mainly because AJ bets on it like a fiend. But I admit I've gotten interested in college basketball more this year because of AJ's weekly updates on Sports Map that I have to read. So I've kind of gotten into these. Well, I have to read them because I'm posting them. But
it's true.
But I have gotten more into it and more interested. And frankly, I think part of it's because UH is decent again. So
man, and that Cincinnati win would have been so sweet.
Well, this is a big week for them because I think if they can get through this, I think they need to beat SMU, and they've still got some possible good wins on their schedule. They get Cincinnati at home next week, I believe. I think they're in a pretty good spot if they need to go 2-0 this week, though.
Yeah,
that would be.
Well, you got two home games.
Yeah.
And SMU, they're struggling. They're scuffling.
They lost two of their best players.
Yeah.
But it's still a pretty good win on your resume because of what they've done. So I think they need to win that. But we shall see. Hey, how'd you like to win $3,000 tonight, AJ?
I would like that.
Well, you know what you got to do. You just got to go right down the road here to Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond. $80 no limit hold'em tournament with a $20 seat fee. And I can't tell you how excited I am that my wife's going to be gone next week, because I'm going to
You're getting in on that.
I'm going to be all over those tournaments because I love that place. And the cool thing is, it starts at 6:30, but if you get there a little late, you can buy in until 7:45. So they do these every night, and different guarantees, but 3,000 guaranteed to the winner tonight. And you pick up points for their World Series of Poker promotion, which they're doing in June. Whoever, the top 30-point guys are going to play in a free roll. The top 10 are going to the main event in the World Series of Poker, sponsored by Lions. And the other 20 are going to get $1,000 each. And if you have not been over there, it is the best poker place in the city, period.
Yeah, they've got tables all over the place, TVs all over the place. They've got a late-night kitchen. It really is a palace. Follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace, for all the events and tournaments information. Or just stop by and see it for yourself. I'm telling you, once you go in there and play, you're not going to want to play anywhere else. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned that you heard about them on our show. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A.J., how do you feel about Texas Tech's basketball team? Are they a pretender or contender? And who has the best team in Texas?
I would say Texas Tech has the best team in Texas.
Sure seems like
they are really good on defense, and they are ultra reliant on one person for offense. Hmm. Which, you know, I mean, there's a lot of teams like that. Oklahoma's the same way with Trae Young. You know, if they don't get scoring from him, they kind of curl up and die. But Keenan Evans is a special player, and he can score. But if he's not on, it's tough. I don't know. I think Texas Tech is a second weekend team. I think beyond that, I'd have a hard time seeing it. And the most talented team in Texas is Texas A&M, and they're fighting for tournament life these days.
What about? I think we would have penciled Baylor in for the tournament before the season.
Yeah, there's no chance for them.
What about TCU?
TCU's hanging in there for right now. They've got to get a road win, like a solid road win. They just don't have one. And they've got some chances coming up. You know, they've got some games on the road that would look good for their resume. If you asked me right now, are they in or out, I would say they're in, but it's pretty borderline. Texas, TCU, Texas A&M, and Texas Tech, I think, are all in right now.
I think if UH can finish second in the conference, I think they probably get in. Right now they're tied for second.
I really think it depends on what people think of the AAC at the end of the year, because if Wichita finishes third in the conference, they're still getting in.
Yeah.
So I think that the AAC should be a 3-bid conference, maybe even a 4-bid conference, depending if SMU can get their act together. But I think that Cincinnati will get in. I know Cincinnati will get in. I know Wichita will get in. I think UH will get in too.
Well, this is kind of a big stretch for them because they get SMU Thursday, and you know that, again, SMU with the injuries, that's a game you should win on your home court. Tulane, they lost to before, but I think they beat them at home this time. And although Houston doesn't have much of a home advantage right now because they're not playing in their own building. But then you get Cincinnati next Thursday. I think that would be, to me, if you win that game at home and you've won those other two, you're probably in. Although that trip to Temple is not as easy as it looks on the Sunday after that. They get Memphis. At Memphis isn't going to be easy. And then still have SMU and UConn to finish the season. So they should be able to get in if they can pull off. They need to beat Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And
that would help a lot.
And not lose both Temple and Memphis on the road. You need to beat one of those teams. And I think that probably gets you there. But, you know, it's their form, and they're a good basketball team.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably going to be, if they do get in, they're probably looking at a 11 seed.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, that's, but beggars can't be choosers. You get in, you got a shot.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Casper wants to know if you think Rob Gray will get drafted.
Yeah. Good at sport.
Go tell a college football coach that recruiting is meaningless.
No, you know what? I never talk to college football coaches.
You know what? You know what? I'd go tell a college football coach, go do your job. I don't give a rat's ass about your recruiting.
College football coaches don't listen to our show. They're busy recruiting.
Theoretically.
I don't have time for this nonsense.
Yeah. Go tell a bad texter to care about recruiting. That's what I would suggest. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, did you see that apparently people are pissed at Tony Dungy now for mixing religion and sports analysis?
No.
I'd rather be pissed at Tony Dungy for being a bad analyst because he's just not very good at his job. But apparently he mentioned Nick Foles' faith on numerous occasions during NBC's coverage, and many fans felt the discussion was inappropriate. He just kept going back to it. It's like, so God wanted him to win, I think.
Okay.
And apparently Stephanie Stradley is part of this story. Because she started tweeting about it. I wouldn't say she's my friend, but... I get a little nervous about sports discussion framed this way, as there are plenty of people of deep Christian faith who do not succeed at their dreams. There are Christians on every team. Does this imply if they lose, they're just not faithful enough? And so then Dungy tweets, why would you find it hard to believe that the Holy Spirit could speak to Nick Foles just as much as a coach could speak to him? If he credited a coach for saying, stay calm and be confident, that's good. But if he tells me Christ says that to him, I shouldn't report it. He tweeted back at her. I'm a firm believer that religion's nothing. I don't care what your religion is. That's your business.
Yeah. I'm a big believer that God's got bigger things on his table than sports games.
You would hope.
Yeah. And if not, we're all in big trouble.
Yeah. If God's sitting around going, you know what? I want Nick Foles to win today. Then that's probably not.
Yeah. We got some real problems.
Yeah. Yeah. But I honestly. Like, I believe people should have faith. They believe whatever they want. But it's also, to me, it's a personal thing. I don't want to hear about yours, and you don't want to hear about mine.
Right.
And nor should you.
Steven says, from the only SFA blitzer, I doubt that. But he said, what's your spread against Tech, UH, and or A&M? They come through year after year with first-round upsets. Well, they're going to have to win their conference before we even discuss it. I think they're currently like fourth or fifth in the Southland Conference, not having the year that they've had in the past. So they had a nice non-conference schedule, and they've been okay in conference play. And the Southland's, I mean, it's not like it's suddenly a multi-bid league or anything, but as far as the mid-majors go, they're having a pretty solid year. There's some decent teams there. New Orleans is okay. Nichols is pretty good. And the Sam Houston is pretty decent too. But, yeah, and Lamar started out really well, and they've fallen apart. But, yeah, I don't even know if they'll win the Southland. And if they don't, then there's no point in talking about them.
8-3-2, God had Eagles money lined.
He did.
Well, if you already know, that's no fun. That's not gambling. I'm not a fan of that, if you know how it's going to end. Squeeze in a call. Ross. What's up, Ross?
How's it going, sports guys?
Sports.
Hey, I just wanted to point out an observation I had. I'm from New England originally, so I'm a Patriot fan. I'm not an obnoxious one, but I went to a party about noon. Everybody at the party was heckling me, making fun of me for being a Patriot fan. I had to explain I'm from New England. I go to another party during the Super Bowl, and same story. And I just want to say, we live in an era, and I'm okay with everything. I'm live and let live. But we live in an era where it's more acceptable to be transgender than to be a Patriot fan. And I wanted to know what you guys thought. Why does everybody hate dynasties, hate greatness? In 20 years, everybody's going to talk about how great some of these teams were.
Okay,
everybody hates on
Let
it.
Me ask you something, Ross. You're from New England. Does that mean you're also a Boston Red Sox fan?
I grew up on, and you know what? This last year, I was rooting for the Astros over it. I live in the city, and that was a fun team to watch. But yeah, I'm a Red Sox fan too. Pretty big.
Did you grow up in the era where the Yankees were winning every single year?
Oh, and I hated them. So exactly. I know you're going with this, but I had fun watching those teams. I could open my eyes and enjoy it for what it was.
Yeah, listen, I'm the same way. I like it when we see these runs. I like the Golden State Warriors. I know everybody hates them. I love to watch them play. I just think they're so great. But that's the downside to being a great team is people are going to hate that you're great, and you brush that off. Who cares?
Yeah.
If people are laughing at you for being a Patriots fan, let them laugh. Your team won 5 championships.
Get them on one of your Super Bowl champion T-shirts, and next time you walk in there, and I don't know why you brought transgender into that. You could have done without that, but yeah.
I think that was to make Jong feel comfortable with his decision.
Oh, okay. When's the surgery?
This weekend. He's taking off Thursday through Monday for his sex change operation.
Yeah, and then I got to recover.
Yeah, he'll be back with a
B cup.
Right.
Interesting.
Are you getting rid of your penis this weekend, or is that a different time?
That's what the May date is for.
Oh, May. Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
832 says he brought up transgender in his argument. WTF, does that have to do with anything? That's why people hate you. Okay, that's pretty much what I just said, except, yeah, okay.
But that's why people hate me.
Well, yeah, that, there's no doubt about that. But listen, if you're a fan of any team that's successful.
I think Glenn got a little excited that I was getting a sex change.
Yeah, he burst through the door. He's like, really, Jong? Let's see those jugs.
Glenn said he needs to know these things.
Yeah, everybody does. Everybody does.
Tune into Soccer Matters tonight at 7.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because Glenn will be there, and he will be talking about transgender.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Robin, who was managing a place that didn't invent the chicken, just a chicken sandwich. That was last February, a year ago. Now he's 7 months into his IT career. If you hate what you do, now's the time to do something about it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 nights a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. Daytime classes are also available. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Did you see the Jeopardy question that everybody missed, the sports Jeopardy question?
The football?
Well, not the one last week. Apparently, they had another one this week. Down by 34 to Texas A&M with 19 minutes left. QB Josh Rosen led this West Coast school to win its 2017 opener.
Yeesh.
Nobody got that. Would you like to hear the rest of the sports categories?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Everything was big here, where Roger Clemens, Mary Lou Retton, and Kevin Durant went to school.
Okay.
That's a pretty easy one.
I'm 2 for 2 so far.
She won 5 Olympic golds for the USA, so being 2017's Pac-12 swimming newcomer of the year, not a big surprise.
Ooh. I don't think I would know that one.
I don't know if I know that one either. I think Katie Ledecky is the only name that comes to my head.
That's the only swimmer that I know.
That's the only swimmer I know.
I don't know where she swam in college. That's a...
Yeah, well, I'm guessing Stanford, because that's where they all go, right?
What was the question again?
It is Katie Ledecky. We got it right.
Oh, okay.
That
would have been just blind luck.
Yeah, yeah. So
I probably wouldn't have hit my buzzer on it, though. I would have just let that one go by.
Well, if nobody else did it, I would have, okay. Just because I would have, but yeah. Then there's a picture of Phil Mickelson that said this Arizona State lefty seen here was the NCAA Division I individual champ 3 times, so you'll get that one right.
Did they get it?
Yeah, apparently the guy got all of them except the UCLA question.
Okay.
And finally, and this was the to me, this is, well, the swimming one would be the hardest for me. In one 35-game season for Navy, this man, the Admiral, blocked a record 207 shots. That's pretty easy, right?
Yeah. Wow. What was the most expensive question?
I guess that was it. Yeah.
That was the 500?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably would have passed on the Katie Ledecky, but I would have been able to get it right.
With all the other, like, all the, they're so good at, you know, I can't say that these guys are dummies because you got to be pretty smart to get onto Jeopardy to begin with, much less win Jeopardy. But, man, really, really smart people usually don't know anything about sports. They're too concerned about other things to even worry about sports.
Yeah. What are you saying? Is
that
we're not
that. We're not really, really smart.
We're a couple of dumbs.
We're a couple dumbs.
Mm. Oh, that's heartbreaking to hear on the eve of my death.
Sorry.
Yeah,
when you
you look back on your life and you're thinking about, oh, maybe I made a difference. Maybe I did some good. No, I'm a dumb.
Didn't.
Oh, well.
Hey, John, we put this on this TV in here on FS1. Thanks. There's Big East basketball going on.
Of course there is. Is SEC in working for you?
No. That game, I'm expecting it to go down to the wire. And to be honest, I'm more heavily invested in Xavier than I am Tennessee tonight.
I see. Okay.
So it's priorities, Fred.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Malcolm Butler denies all those rumors out there about him breaking curfew and ridiculous activities.
Well, how come he won't just say what happened then?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I'm him, although I'm about to try to get paid, so maybe I don't come out and say what happened.
Yeah.
So.
We have some breaking news.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter just tweeted, stunner. Patriots OC Josh McDaniels has not decided not to accept the Colts coaching job.
I knew that was going to happen.
But they announced it like 8 hours ago that he was taking the job, right?
Changed his mind.
Does that mean Belichick's out? It's got to mean it,
no.
Right? If not this year, next year. Like Belichick had to have told him, listen, I'm doing one more year, and then this is your job.
That or McDaniels received some bad information on, or unfortunate information on Andrew Luck.
Well, that was the other thing we speculated about yesterday, was that maybe found out that, you know, Andrew Luck, all that stem cell therapy and Norwegian treatment he was doing hasn't helped. But maybe he just doesn't want to work for, I mean, Jim Irsay's a buffoon.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to work for that organization.
Man, I wonder now, who do they go hire?
Well, Mike Vrabel's gone. That's too bad.
Oh,
that would be the
maybe
top.
Frank Reich?
Yeah, I would certainly try to get into that Eagle pool.
I would too. Do you remember we talked a lot about Matt LaFleur?
Yeah.
And then Matt LaFleur left the Rams to be the OC in Tennessee. I thought that was odd.
Yeah. Good hire for Vrabel, though.
Well, very good hire.
I mean, I like...
But if I were Sean McVay, I would have been like, you want to hire my offensive coordinator to be your offensive coordinator? No.
Well.
Maybe.
I don't know how much he was actually running that offense, though, and how much of it was
I'm
McVay.
Sure he wasn't doing it much, so. But because it would have been a lateral move, couldn't the Rams have said, no, you're not allowed to talk to him? You're not allowed.
They could have, yeah. Unless...
The Colts tweeted out this morning, get to know Josh McDaniels, who has agreed in terms to be our head coach.
Get to know Josh McDaniels. He's a guy who changes his mind.
That is bizarre.
What would you say is in the interview on Colts.com? What would you say is your number one trait? Very noncommittal. That's probably number one for me. Like I decide to do something, and then hours later, I'm just like, you know what? That's not for me. And then I just don't do it. That'll make Colts fans feel great.
Oh, darn. I wish there was some quotes on here, but there isn't.
No.
On Colts.com. Mm.
Are we sure that's not alt-right Adam Schefter? That's the real Adam Schefter?
There's a blue check mark.
Okay.
Oh, alt-right Adam Schefter's pretty popular, too.
Is there an alt-right Schefter?
I don't think so.
I know there's some fake Adam Schefter account that's fooled people before.
Yeah. His is just less racist than the fake Adam Clanton account.
Dustin said, did Josh change his mind or the media jumped the gun again? I can't blame this one on the media. The Colts are the ones that...
Yeah, the Colts did.
Yeah, go blame the Colts. Media was just reporting what the Colts told him.
That sounds like a changed his mind.
Yeah. Which, you know, and yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they talked to him enough times beforehand that they thought this was a done deal. But I don't know, man. 713-780-3776. That makes that job. God, I was thinking about this. If McDaniels had taken that job, where would you rank Bill O'Brien among the coaches in the division? You know, you did that story on the quarterbacks a couple weeks ago. I was thinking, how would you rate the coaches?
God, it's tough, man.
I know Marone had the one good season, but then, most of his career has been about what O'Brien's been.
Can we agree that the AFC South is probably the worst division for coaches? For head coaches?
I think so, because if you start breaking down the other divisions, they've all got at least one guy that you say, oh, that guy's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, like, oh, that guy's got a pedigree, a resume.
Yeah.
Not here. Not here. 9-7's the bar in the AFC.
So Marone probably, it's probably Marone or O'Brien.
Yeah, well, Marone made it to an AFC championship.
Yeah, but he didn't really do much when he was at Buffalo. He's kind of a 500 guy.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say whoever the Colts hire
is going to be the best.
He's the best.
Because you damn sure can't put Vrabel at the top of that
Vrabel
list.
Has to be the worst.
So far.
Okay, so more from Schefter. So he tweeted out, in the past 48 hours, Patriots owner Robert Kraft began talking with Josh McDaniels and ultimately wound up sweetening his contract, helping to entice him to remain in New England, per sources. Belichick has his OC back.
Do you think that's the Will Muschamp move? Like,
it's got to be, right?
Nudge, nudge.
It's like, listen, this is your job when he leaves.
You're the future here.
And, you know, maybe if there is all this stuff going on between Belichick and Kraft and Brady, you know, maybe that's a hint. I don't know. But very strange that you wouldn't take a head coaching job. But, yeah, that's the thing, though. If you're the Colts, and I don't know if the guy can coach. I'll be honest. Judging from his time in Denver, that's not a lot to go on, but...
Well, hey, Josh McDaniels won a playoff game with Tim Tebow.
He also thought Tim Tebow could play quarterback.
Yeah, well, it's a double-edged sword, John.
I thought that was Fox that was coaching the team then.
No. I think it was McDaniels.
Yeah, Tim Tebow hit one slant pass.
McDaniels drafted him.
Right.
Was it Fox? I'll check it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Fox made the playoffs at 8-8 and then lost to the Patriots with Tebow.
Damn.
I'm not mistaken.
Okay, well, he did.
But no, I think that was the team. They won. It was John Fox. It wasn't McDaniels.
Yeah, McDaniels' career, 8-8 and then 3-9. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Although it's hard to say that he got a really fair shake.
He wanted that guy as his quarterback.
Didn't they, like, trade into the like out of the first round, then back into the first round, and then out of the first round? They made a bunch of trades that year and then wound up getting Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
I don't remember all that. I just remember that they drafted him. Well, guys, have you screwed up before on Valentine's Day? I know I have. And
not me.
Well, if you want to make up for it, you want to do the right thing. And we've been telling you about Sherry's Berries. We've been telling you about Pro Flowers. How about teaming up Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers? I mean, it is the best thing ever. The best marriage ever. You can make yours the best marriage ever. Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers have teamed up to help you really impress your Valentine this year with their perfectly paired collection. Go ahead and think inside the box this Valentine's Day. This really is a one-of-a-kind gift. Your dipped strawberries and flowers will arrive together in a beautiful, specially designed box that will keep your berries cold and your flowers fresh, guaranteed. And right now, for the Blitzers, you can save 20% on any one of their perfectly paired combinations or any other gift over $29. Just use our promo code FREDANDAJ.
Yeah, as simple as that. Pick the delivery date. It's guaranteed. They are big on customer satisfaction. Either you're going to be satisfied or your money back. Only one way to get 20% off a perfectly paired gift over $29, featuring freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries and beautiful blooms from ProFlowers. Visit berries.com. BERRIES.com today. Enter our code Fred and AJ at checkout and you're on your way. That's berries.com, promo code Fred and AJ. Order now. Guys, did you know that low testosterone can affect your fertility? Sometimes our testosterone counts are low. We don't even know it. Man Centers is helping regain your natural testosterone production. They've got a comprehensive evaluation that will determine the cause of your decreased testosterone and identify the best treatment plan for you. This isn't about testosterone injections. Other places recommend those. Man Centers doesn't. Man Centers focuses on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce testosterone. And you may be saying, well, why don't they do the injections? Well, synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility. Constant injections cause dependency, can cause some long-term health issues, and can cause shrinkage. And who wants shrinkage? I don't need that. If you're currently on testosterone injections treatment, you have to continuously get in your shots every week. Man Centers provides a way out. You don't have to come in every week to get injections. You're not going to feel great for a couple days and then crash. It's simple. No excuses now. Due to the overwhelming success, they've got the home of the free general male wellness checkup. The doctors are rolling out the red carpet for all guys in 2018, making it easy for you to be a healthier man. There's no excuses. That's $150 value. Schedule your free general male wellness checkup today. Give them a call today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600. And they're now booking appointments on Saturday, so you got no excuse. Saturday appointments fill up quickly, so call today or book your appointments online. It's mancenters.com. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the World Game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, Soccer Matters. Coming up at 7 o'clock. We've seen Glenn Davis out there warming up. Kevin Clark of the Wall Street Journal tweeted out, "Will be an emotional night in September when the Colts raise their employed Josh McDaniels for a few hours banner." That's weird, man.
That is an odd thing, but what are you going to do?
Lamont wants to get in on Josh McDaniels real quick. Let's let him do it. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, man, I know it's your last segment. I want to get this out quick. I told Sip this morning, if Josh McDaniels pulled out, this would probably be a blessing in disguise for the Titans, because standing them right in the face is Frank Reich. And that's all I have, fellas. And I think that they're going to pull a trigger on it.
The Colts, I mean, yeah. You know, I've been saying I think Frank Reich will be a good head coach. That wouldn't surprise me one bit. And that's the first name I thought of when they said Josh McDaniels wasn't in. So, I think they'd be happier with that.
I think they're going to be – if they make the right call here, they'll be better off than they would have been with Josh McDaniels.
I think so, too.
I'm just not impressed.
But the Colts are a bad organization. They make bad decisions. Right. So, it wouldn't shock me if they make another one here.
No. So, we'll see. All right, do you have a – Hey, man, bleep that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do it.
I can't go first, though. I got to pull mine up.
Okay. John, why don't you go first?
Sure. Okay. I don't have mine pulled up, but I can do it off the top of my head.
Good.
There was a lot of talk when Cam Newton lost his Super Bowl, that they were calling him, like, told him to stop pouting and whatnot. Tom Brady kind of did the same thing, didn't he, this year? And the New England Patriots did the same thing today in their exit interviews. Well, only one person of the Patriots spoke to the media. Everybody else kind of didn't want to talk to the media. So I feel like we should give the Patriots the same treatment that we gave Cam Newton and basically call them pouty crybabies. And to that, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are weird in this world, no question. And this particular woman, and my story's not coming up now.
I'll go first.
Go ahead, yeah, because the story's not coming up.
A San Diego woman claimed her former pastor tricked her into sex by claiming it would heal her PTSD. And the pair has filed dueling lawsuits against each other. Did you see that story?
No.
Amy McClanahan and John Wright each filed lawsuits admitting to a sexual relationship that from fall 2016 until October 2017, but their accounts differed. The 24-year-old McClanahan says Wright, then a pastor at Mid-City Church of the Nazarene, singled her out because she was vulnerable. She alleges Wright offered to help heal her PTSD related to childhood sexual abuse, and they started meeting privately in 2016. And the suit claims their relationship progressed from holding hands to kissing and then to sex. He would say, it was healing for me, healing my past trauma. I foolishly believed it. Okay, first of all, it's a horrible story. And that guy's obviously a bad guy. Secondly, I mean, how far do you have to get into that rabbit hole before you go, this guy might be full of it?
Yeah.
Well, to that I say, hey, man, that.
Yeah. Nicely done there. Okay. The story has disappeared, and it was about a, all I had on the headline was that it's a, well, I'll try to find it and bring that back because I thought it was a pretty fun story.
Okay.
I have another one though.
Oh,
we're on religion, where a Christian blogger is warning those who follow his faith that practicing yoga is like playing with a Ouija board.
I saw this the other day. I retweeted this guy, this whole conversation. He's a lunatic.
Yeah, you may perform the moves without consciously seeking the demonic trance they were designed to help you attain, but it would seem you were playing, quite literally, with fire. I don't think all yoga practitioners go to hell, he wrote, but neither do I see how a pagan ritual could ever help someone get to heaven, and maybe that's reason enough to leave it alone. To you, sir, I say, hey, man, that and try downward facing dog. That's probably the best bet. All right, that's gonna wrap it up. I somehow lived through the show and I actually feel better now.
Good for you. I've got a healing power, Fred.
I don't know what it is, but maybe it was all the religion.
Very quickly before we go, Jason Cole of Bleacher Report says that McDaniels wants a ready-made situation where he can work under a general manager with a strong personnel skills. So that's, he was kind of biding his time, and then he also wanted to have the take a shot at the Lions and Titans job before he made any other moves, but obviously that didn't happen.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, that makes no sense. I thought he was friends with the GM there, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Whatever.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.